Okay. Starting right now. Okay, we are in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Dalet, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. We'll do a very, very short recap of what we did last time, because we've got a lot of people here who were not here last time. Last time we clarified the procedure for how one should do Netilas Yadayim in the morning. We'll bring back the board. Yeah, it's complicated.
Isn't it four times ten?
Yes, wait a second. Very quickly, because we did this last on Tuesday. There are four primary reasons why I want you to do Netilas Yadayim in the morning. We're going to focus on the first two for a second, for now. One reason to wash your hands in the morning is because of Ruach Ra. There's some sort of negative spiritual energy on one's hands when one sleeps overnight and wakes up in the morning. For whatever reason that may be, but that we assume that is definitely the case, that there are negative spiritual energies on one's fingertips, and therefore one has to wash in order to get rid of the Ruach Ra. Okay. Second reason is that there's a bracha that's mentioned in the Gemara of Al Netilat Yadayim, that a person has to say the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim in the morning. And the question is, why does a person have to say the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim in the morning? There are two opinions that we discussed last time, the opinion of the Rosh, who says that the reason for the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim is because you're about to daven chakras. But not just because you're about to daven chakras, he holds that one has to wash one's hands with a bracha before every single tefillah, shacharis, mincha, and maariv. And that's why you wash the Netilas Yadayim in the morning, says the Rosh. That Gemara, which says that you have to say the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim, is with all of the rest of Birkot HaShachar. All of the brachos that we have in the morning. So he says, so why do you say Al Netilat Yadayim in the morning? Because in the morning we thank God for doing things every day anew. So since I'm a Bria Chadasha, since I'm new today, like I was yesterday, I wash my hands again like I did yesterday, and I thank God for being able to serve him in this new day, for being a new person, for being a so to speak, a new creation every single day. Because there's a machloket about why, when you say Al Netilat Yadayim in the morning, we have a halachic concept called Tzafei Bracha Lekula. We always make sure that we don't say a bracha unless we have to, because brachas are midirabanan, and saying God's name in vain is a deoraita. So we don't want to be over the issur deoraita of saying God's name in vain. So we need both reasons in order to say the bracha. If you take them together, then you say the bracha when you're a bria chadasha in the morning according to the Rashba, and then according to the Rashba, before you daven shmona esrei at shachris, but not before mincha or maariv, because you don't have the reasoning of the Rashba. That's why one is required to wash one's hands before mincha and maariv, but you can't say the bracha because you don't have the reasoning of bria chadasha by mincha and maariv. Yeah.
What I do, it's probably wrong, but someone...
You're talking about the procedure that you do in the morning?
No, just okay. The bracha.
Yeah.
Because you touch your feet before you go to shul.
Mm-hmm. We got there. So, that's procedure. One second. But give me a little more time to catch up, okay? Those are two primary issues. Note that they're not the same thing. Ruach ra, getting rid of the negative spiritual energy on your fingers, is one thing.
This is only when you wake up.
Yes, we'll talk about many other cases as we go through this relatively long siman. The second thing is saying Al Netilat Yadayim, the actual bracha, which is both for the two reasons of being a new creation and for tefillah, for shacharis only, because you need both reasons. That being said, how then does one practically go through the morning? We discussed this in length last time. The procedure would be as follows, based on a lot of things that we've done up until now. It's all cumulative. It all builds on each other. You wake up in the morning. You say Moda Ani before you get out of bed. You get out of bed. Now, at that point, assumably, most of us have to use the bathroom. So you run to go and use the bathroom. If you really, really need to use the bathroom first, because you don't want to withhold yourself from using the bathroom. We talked about that two times ago. The Isser of Baal Teshaksu, not withholding yourself from going to the bathroom if you very, very much need to use the bathroom. So use the bathroom. If you don't really, really need to use the bathroom, the first thing that you want to do, which we also talked about earlier, you immediately want to get that Ruach Ra off your hands. You want to get that off your hands as quickly as possible. So you run to the bathroom, and you go and you take preferably a cup that's in the bathroom, and you wash your hands. Now for Ruach Ra, which we'll talk about today, you need to wash your hands three or four times, and we'll discuss whether it's three or four today. But in order to get Ruach Ra, you must wash in an alternating fashion, either one, two, three, or four, in order to get the Ruach Ra off. At that point, you still either need to use the bathroom, or you're still in the bathroom. In which case, you're not going to say a bracha, and you can't say a bracha. That's not your Al Netilas Yadayim. That's strictly for the purposes of getting rid of the Ruach Ra that's on your hands. Then you finish your morning routine. That includes doing whatever else you have to do in the bathroom. We talked, I think, we didn't read it inside last time. The Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that it's that one should wash one's face. right? So that's now something which you do in the morning, which you can also get points for, right? You wash your face. He highly recommends cleaning out your mouth, so brushing your teeth, you can also get some points for. All of those things exist within the Mishnah Berurah. You finish your morning routine in the bathroom. You also get dressed. Now, in the process of using the bathroom, doing whatever you're doing in the bathroom, and getting dressed, you will inevitably touch some part of your body. It could even be below the collarbone. It could be your arms, your forearms, your elbow. We'll talk about all these different types of things. You'll touch a part of your body, which would be mechayev you, obligate you, according to halacha, to wash your hands. Which means now, according to the Rosh, you still would need to wash your hands for tefillah anyway. The point is since you've gone through your morning routine, you've put yourself in a situation where you still need to say that Alan Sasadayim, you still need to say a bracha before davening, according to the Rosh. And since it's still morning time, generally speaking, just like we moved over the Birchos HaShachar to Shul, so you can move, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Ber Halacha, you can move the Briah Chadash, the fact that it's new day, new morning, I'm new creation, it's okay that it's not the first moment of my first hand washing. He says it's okay to also, according to the Rosh, but move that Alan Sasadayim a little bit later. So by the time you finish going through your morning routine, you now need to wash your hands again for davening. So right before you go to shul, right when you get to shul, one of the two, it doesn't matter, right before you start davening is the key. Right before you start davening, you wash your hands a second time, and that's what you say Alan Tilasidayim on. When you do that, since you no longer have an issue of rach ra'ah, you actually don't even need to do three or four times. You can just do one, and you're good to go, and you can say the bracha of Alan Tilasidayim. Questions? Thoughts?
Yes. Cup. Does it matter, like, the first time you do it, does it matter the size of the cup?
We'll talk about that. That we'll actually get into. Yeah.
It's also when you touch any part of your body, is it, like, without clothes, you're saying? Like, it doesn't matter?
Without, yeah, meaning the actual skin. Not if you, like, scratch your back on top of your shirt. Oh, okay, that's not going to count. Okay? That should be one's procedure in the morning. Now, again, emphasizing the point that you should be washing, the washing that you're saying on Sati Daimon should be the washing that you're doing right before you start davening. Because in this case, which could totally mess you up, let's say you go and you're davening to a simcha, you're davening to a bris in the morning, that's a half an hour away. So you finish getting ready in the morning, you go and you wash onset to dine in your house like you normally do before you go to shul. You then drive half an hour to shul, you get to shul, and before you walk in you realize, oh no, I have to use the bathroom again. That's going to be a problem. Because you go and use the bathroom, then what happens according to the Rosh? What do you have to do? You have to wash your hands. I mean, halakhically, you have to wash your hands again.
But is it just under the sink? You don't need to...
Halakhically, you have to wash your hands again because you went to use the bathroom. What?
But no bracha.
Right, but according to the Rosh, according to what we said, in order to say Alan Tzatzadayim, you need both reasons.
Yeah.
So since you already said Alan Tzatzadayim, according to the Rosh, for your tefillah half an hour ago, it's retroactively making your bracha from before a bracha levatala. And you can't say it again because you already said it on the Briah Chadasha. Yeah. So you have to be careful to make sure that really the last moment before you go in to start davening shacharis, whenever that may be, if it should be the first thing you do in the day is daven, but if it's not, let's say you daven after your first class, let's say you daven an hour and a half later into the morning, wait to wash on klatidayim until you're ready to daven shacharis. Okay? Awesome. Let's get into at least a few more details than we got into last time. We're going to skip a lot of the Mishnah Berurahs because we just did them outside. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Seif Aleph. This is what we read. Yirchatz Yadav Yivarech Alan Tzilat Yadayim. That's what we talked about. A person needs to wash one's hands in the morning and say Alan Tzilat Yadayim. And that's, again, in our case of when we've already gotten all the way to the end of our morning, right before we're about to daven shacharis. Our hands are dirty, so we fulfill the rush for the requirement to wash before tefillah, and it's still the morning, so we're fine in terms of the Rashba. Tof. We're going to skip the Ramah for now. He talks about Asher Yatzar. We'll talk about Asher Yatzar extensively in Siman Vav and Zayin. So then he says in the Shulchan Aruch again up top, Maim hapsulim linetilat yadayim l'seuda, k'shirim linetilat yadayim l'tefila. Water that is pasul, that is not allowed to be used for seuda, meaning if one of the other times you wash your hand on the board number four, which we're not going to talk about except in this particular moment, washing your hands before you eat bread. So there are certain requirements, standards that water has to reach in order for you to be able to wash your hands for bread with that water. There are standards that all of our regular sink water totally fit. benefits. But his point is, if you have water that's of a lower quality, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if it's water like in Seif Katan Hey, Dainu Mayim Shnishtanu Marehen, O Nasu Behem Malacha, O Muluchim, O Sruchim, She'en HaKelev Yochlim Lishtot Mehem, O Mishum Hachi, Reuyim Letfila, Dekan Lutzari Akrak Mishum Nekius Ba'alma. He says, let's say you have water that the way the water looks, the look of the water is totally changed. It's very discolored. Or, alternatively, they were used for work, let's say like work in the fields or something, and that also makes them dirty or disgusting. Or they're very, very salty, like you use them to wash off fish that was salting or something like that. Or you also have, or they're very smelly, they reek. Again, this is water that we normally don't use at all. Back then, they had whatever water they had, and they used it as many times as they could use it, because they would have to go and pump more water or go draw more water, and that was an unpleasant experience in and of itself. So they would keep using water as many times as possible. That type of water would be usher to use for Netilas Yadayim for Hamotzi, but is mutter to use for Netilas Yadayim in the morning for your own personal hygiene. I would highly recommend you not use such water to wash your hands anyway. Go to the sink and get clean water. But in a case where you have water that isn't ideal, that water is halakhically permissible to remove Ruach Ra and for Al Netilas Yadayim.
Also for the Bracha.
Even for the Bracha, yes. Even for the Bracha.
But let's say it's, how bad does it have to be if it's, what's it called, you can't use it?
It's got to be really smelly or gross. That's the idea.
Okay.
It could be warm water, so kind of.
The temperature has no effect to my knowledge. I've never seen anybody comment on the temperature of the water. Tof. And using such water, even though the Shulchan Aruch then on the top says, Mihu yesh misha omer delo mevarech alayhu, there are those who say that you can't say a bracha if you do netilas yadayim with dirty water. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass like that. If for some reason, again, maybe you're on some sort of hike, you're in the wilderness, you're subbing on an episode of Lost, whatever the case may be, if you end up in the middle of nowhere and you're using that water, so we would say that we paskin that if you use dirty water, you can wash with it, you're yotzi with it, and you can even say a bracha on it.
If I scratch my back like that, I have to go wash my hands before I learn Torah again?
We'll get to it in more detail. For now, if you just on the front of the chair, which is a little bit more coarse, which has the bumps, the front of the chair, just like wipe your hands like that, and you're fine. Okay. So we'll get into that. But thank you for the demonstration. So, bet. One should be careful to wash one's hands at least three times to remove the ruach ra that's on the hands. So now we're getting into ruach ra issues. Before we do that, in the Mishnah Berurah, again, everything here, the reason why the siman is so complicated is because the Mishnah Berurah, Raman, and Shulchan Aruch kind of just randomly, not randomly, in their minds not randomly, but for us randomly, kind of switch gears between ruach ra, netilas yadayim, other netilas, like, it's constantly jumping around, so that's why it just is hard to formalize. Meaning, he just said, wash your hands with a bracha, and now he's talking about ruach ra, but we just said that we do ruach ra early in the morning, and then we say the bracha much later in the morning with a totally different netilah. So just to pick and choose here within the Mishnah Berurah to clarify for us in a streamlined manner, in these Mishnah Berurahs, he explains to us the best possible procedure first of washing one's hands. How should one ideally wash one's hands? Take a look in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kata and Tet. Larot Alehem. So he says, V'itleim l'chatchila ad perek hazra. So let's switch gears for ourselves. Ignore Ruach Ra for a second. When you're washing your hands right before davening in the morning in order to say the bracha, the best way to do it is as follows. The best way is to wash your hands. You take the cup in your right hand, you fill it up, you then pass it to your left hand, you wash once on the right, and then once on the left, and then you say the bracha. You should wash, ideally, lechatchila, until the perek, until the wrist. Ideally. However, he says, b'di'eved v'im ein lo mayim, if he doesn't have enough water, dayad kishrei etzbeotav, it's enough to wash just until the knuckles. When does that come up, halacha l'maisa? Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Right? Because you have to wash netilas yadayim in the morning, so we follow the b'di'eved, because we have an isser on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur of rechitza, of washing, but you have a chiyuv to get rid of the ruach ra on St. Alan's yadayim. So what do? So we do the b'di'eved of covering the minimal amount up to the knuckles. That's why we push it up on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. On a regular day, one should preferably go up until the wrist. And ideally then one washes one and then two up to the wrist. Then you may want to shake your hands off a little bit beforehand, but then you raise your hands up like you want to be makabel something, like you want to receive something, keneged, opposite your face, and holding your hands up open in front of your face like this, that's ideally the way to say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning. I've seen many Sephardim do this. Many Ashkenazim don't follow halacha. Many Ashkenazim don't do what they're supposed to do, but ideally ideally, this is the way one should actually wash their hands, and that's in the Mishnah Berurah. There's no reason why there should be a split between Sfarad and Ashkenaz, and it's in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says here, like we mentioned, no, you're not in the bathroom because remember, you got rid of the ruach ra in the bathroom, but now you're washing by shul. Now you're washing in your sink before you leave the house. If you happen to have been in the bathroom because you had no alternative, then you would wash in the bathroom and say the bracha outside of the bathroom.
Well, what are you supposed to be thinking?
And that's only the one.
Well, what?
Holding your hands up. Yeah.
It's the one.
Thinking about something.
He doesn't say anything, and we're going to do halacha l'maisa now and not get into the hashkafa of it, although there's very beautiful hashkafa on it.
Okay.
Last thing in this Mishnah Berurah, which we mentioned before, just so you can see it inside, gam tov la'adiach piv. It's also good to wash out your mouth, meaning brushing your teeth. There it's a gam tov. It doesn't sound like it's a hard and fast halacha l'maisa, so if you don't brush your teeth in the morning, it's to everybody else's detriment, but not to your own detriment halachically. Washing your face earlier on in the Mishnah Berurah was actually a little bit more... He says tov. It's a good thing to do. But you can fulfill the Mishnah Berurah's tov. Tov. We'll talk about why we need to wash three or four times, how that works in the Ruach Ra piece on Tuesday.